This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. Groups ask LANL to explain plutonium inventory discrepancy. Three organizations that monitor operations at Los Alamos National Laboratory recently asked LANL to account for 1,687 pounds of missing plutonium before resuming operations. The plutonium is missing as a result of a discrepancy in the counts for the amount of plutonium in the waste at LANL. It is enough to produce 150 nuclear weapons. The Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety, and Nuclear Watch of New Mexico issued a letter to LANL Director Pete Nanos saying the discrepancy is, quote, unacceptable by any imaginable standards and constitutes a crucial security, environmental, and safety issue, end quote. The discrepancy was first reported in a 1996 memo that was produced as part of former DOE Secretary Hazel O'Leary's Openness Initiative. The memo indicated that while DOE headquarters estimates 1,345 pounds of plutonium in waste at LANL, other estimates, including LANL's, indicate 3,032 pounds of plutonium in waste, a difference of 1,687 pounds. This plutonium accounting discrepancy is the largest in the nation, followed by the Savannah River site in South Carolina, which holds a discrepancy of 862 pounds. The letter states, quote, if the LANL number is anywhere close to correct, then there may be very serious implications regarding the lack of due care in minimizing losses of an extremely expensive, proliferation-sensitive, and dangerous material, end quote. The groups criticized DOE for allowing the discrepancy to remain unresolved for 8 years. The letter states, quote, it is completely unacceptable for a discrepancy of 150 bombs worth of plutonium to remain on the books 8 years after it was first discovered, end quote. The letter recommends that LANL and DOE resolve the issue before work is allowed to continue at LANL, particularly at facilities that use plutonium. The letter states, quote, since you have already stood down LANL on other security and safety issues, we request that you seize this moment and immediately appoint an independent task force to investigate this issue until it is resolved, end quote. Nuclear weapons work at LANL has been at a standstill since July 16th due to safety and security breaches. First, two disks containing classified information were lost. Then, a student intern suffered a retinal lesion following an accident with a laser. LANL has been the object of much scrutiny since the stand-down began. Senator Pete Domenici, an ardent supporter of LANL, issued a letter saying, quote, as the proudest defender of the laboratory, I can tell you that the defense can no longer be sustained unless the laboratory changes, end quote. Domenici joins activists nationwide in calling for reform of safety and security policies at LANL. As Joni Ahrens of CCNS says, quote, the current work stand down at LANL is a perfect opportunity for New Mexicans to demand accountability of LANL and DOE before LANL is allowed to reopen. By requiring that LANL account for this missing plutonium, New Mexicans have the opportunity to protect not only our own health and safety, but that of the entire nation, end quote. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information about these or other nuclear safety issues or to hear this broadcast again, please call the CCNS Radioactive Hotline at 1-800-456-8863 or download the audio version of the update from our webpage at nuclearactive.org.